Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his phone there down south. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
Before we get going here, I got a little housekeeping note, and maybe Larry does too, I don't know. But I did want to alert everybody. We've got a new Prophetic Insider out. We've got the January issue, and we've got the new Twilight magazine out. And they're both very, very important issues. They're free for membership people. Cost you $9.95 a month to join. And it's amazing how that works. We lose one, we gain one. We lose two, we gain two. So I think people are getting nervous about what's going on, and they have every right to be, because we really don't know exactly what's going on. But anyway, I wanted to make sure everybody knew about that. And Larry, do you have any housekeeping or things you want to say before we get rolling?
Well, I'm still getting emails from people that are saying that, well, your alerts stopped coming from your Yahoo group. Why? And I'm thinking, well, it's hard to tell you if you don't read anything I write. But Yahoo group completely stopped functioning. But, you know, they actually shut it down. It ceased to exist. And I got on Parler, and because Parler was so popular and it was patriotic and conservative and Christians on it, they actually pulled the plug on it. Big Tech and then Amazon shut down their, the servers. So Parler's down. It's shut down for now. Don't know when it'll come back up. However, I have took a step into, it's called Clout Hub, CloutHub. It's clouthub.com. And, you can go in there, and my handle is at Larry Taylor Intel, and you can catch a lot of news on my feed there. So Clout Hub, that's the new one I'm on. I'm already operating, so people can go and join and follow me there.
Oh, good, good. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'll try and get on there. They are really reaching out now and censoring. We're going to be bouncing around, I guess, a little bit. I think I want to start with this one. Kim Jong-un, Kimmy the Whiz Kid, it's my nickname for him, unveils new submarine missile threat as Trump exits. North Korea held its second major military parade in 3 months to mark a rare party meeting showing off nuclear advances, including a new submarine launch ballistic missile, just as Donald Trump leaves office. What do you think about that, Larry? That sounds kind of ominous in view of some of the prophecies that it was going to be North Korea. In fact, I think it was Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dame, said it was North Korea who would launch a nuclear missile or missiles out of anger. Didn't say where they were going to hit, but it'd obviously be the United States, I think, or territory thereof. What's your take on this? Kind of odd that they're doing this right now as Trump's leaving, or theoretically leaving.
Well, basically, we've got 5 days, and we'll probably know if he left or not. The interesting thing is, Israel and Netanyahu has done the same thing. I read an article tonight that Israel's now concerned and trying to work with the President-elect Joe Biden, as they call him, and trying to give him a new site in Jerusalem to build a new U.S. embassy. However, it appears Joe Biden's not too interested in Israel, and they may have some problems. So if Trump Trump's foot in the door for 4 years was a really big deal. And
yes,
I know
was.
A lot of people didn't like him. I know a lot of people didn't like him, didn't at all appreciate him, and basically hated him most of the time. And they just didn't know what a favor his foot was.
Yeah, well, Israel, of course, has named streets after him. They've got coins they've made. The Sanhedrin has made a number of coins showing Trump and Cyrus. It's very, very interesting. And what interested me more than that is Trump was Saudi Arabia's treatment of him. And we still don't know exactly Trump's role. We're just going to have to wait and see. Does he have one? Is he out? Is he in? Who knows? Just too bad. Anyway, with all the headlines that are going out, I wanted to read what Percentage said. He was on Alex Jones and claims to be, and I guess he is actually, he's a PSYOPs operator, been in there for years and knows what the inside is or says he does. He got into kind of a, I guess, an argument, one could say, with Alex Jones. And anyway, Alex was trying to say, well, you know, he's got a 7 days, I think, is when this took place. He's got 7 days, and he's out. Everybody says he's out. The Joint Chiefs say he's out. Giuliani says he's out. Everybody's saying he's out. They're already leaving. They're packing up their bags. They're getting ready to go. Anyway, here's what Percentage said. I just made some notes. We are under military martial law in all of the United States. Trump declared a state of emergency, and he did actually twice, one just recently, activated the Insurrection Act. Biden will not, or Harris will not be elected. Major arrests of people like Pelosi, Schumer, Roberts, and many others will begin. Now, what's interesting about some of this is that I think they said it was a C-17, which is a military op aircraft. I think it's a fairly large one. The C-17, I think, is one of their larger ones. Anyway, took off from Washington, headed to Gitmo. I got a notice about that. Now, I don't know. I can't vet it, because I'm not watching the airplane. So it could be just another PSYOPs. Now, you got to remember, Percentage is a PSYOPs operator. So as Mike Adams said, well, who is he PSYOPting? You know, is he PSYOPting Trump or Biden? So we're just going to have to wait and find out how all this goes down. But anyway, he said that Biden will and Harris will not be elected and that major arrests will be made. Election was actually a sting operation designed by Trump, and it was masterminded by Trump. And he goes on to say how Trump is basically a genius, and that people don't understand how Trump operates. And he's claiming that they're going to find out the hard way how Trump operates. And Trump has made a number of kind of coded messages. So we're just going to have to wait. This is really getting interesting. There will be massive arrests made of deep state traitors. There will be military tribunals, not civil courts. And he said the military no longer trusts the courts, Congress, or anybody else. They have proven themselves, by and large, traitors to the Constitution, traitors to the Bill of Rights. So it's very, very interesting. And he was very insistent that he was right. And so we're gonna have to watch. He did say, and there's others here that have said, these next couple of days into next week, stay very, very close to home. Do not be going into any major cities, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, he then mentioned something strange. He said, he mentions Long Black Robe Group. They're not called a group. I can't remember what exactly they're called. I don't have the note in front of me. But anyway, I did some research a little bit, and I've I'll have to bring it up on another program. It is a Christian operation. And it sounds very much to me like dominionism, where, you know, if you're not familiar with what dominion is, it is a theory that the people have to take back the United States for Jesus Christ, cleanse the world of the evildoers before Christ can return. That's the basic teaching of dominionism. When I looked at this in this long black robe group, it sounded a lot like a dominionist type of operation. Now, you can't fault trying to get back the Constitution and get the nation back to a Christian foundation. I don't know how you can fault that. The only problem you have with it, basically, is that it's of this world. And Jesus is not of this world. You may remember when Christ was confronted by Pilate. And he told Pilate, he said, I'm not of this world. And if I were, then would my servants and my soldiers fight? So, and he asked the Christians that they are not to be of this world. This world's going to do what it's going to do. It's evil. It's fallen. And instead of fighting for this, better be fighting to get out of the matrix, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But anyway, here's something else that comes in, and I just saw
Let me interrupt
you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to interject right there before, you know, with all that you said, because I watched a program, an intelligence program on America's Voice earlier this evening. And I failed to catch who the guy was, but there was a guy there that was explaining that robe thing. And he says that what happened is that these black robe people, which were preachers, they were all preachers.
Yes.
In
yep.
pre-1776 America, and that they actually talked to the ones that formed the Constitution and instituted the American people rule, not a government rule, and
yep,
also,
that's right.
That's what they're talking about, the ancient prophecy or whatever, the black robes. It's not really dominionism. They're actually, what they're doing is throwing out into the information warfare field, I guess, cyberland, where we actually got our rights to rule instead of a government ruling us. And now that we've lost them, pretty much, the only option left is to go to field again, I guess. But, you know, I don't think these people were dominionists. I think they were really righteous preachers, and they wanted to set up, and this influenced what they wrote in the Constitution. That's why suddenly you find a Constitution implementing something given by God, which is man's rights.
Yes. They back then, they were instrumental, actually, in the formation not only of the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights and the Revolution. And I think that's why Percentage mentions them again. And I've got to do a lot more research on them. But you're absolutely right. That is the history of the long black robe people. And they're advancing it once again. And, of course, like I said, how do you fault trying to bring about a return to Christianity? And it's very interesting that Noyes says there will be a movement of the church interfering in government affairs, and the government will get extremely angry over it. So this is a clash. To me, this is the how do I word this? This is the standard operation where you have two powers, patriotism, Constitution, Bill of Rights, versus communism. And out of that comes something brand new, the standard dialectic. So this is going to get very, very interesting. And I've gotten some emails from people who say this is going to go down exactly as prophecy says. I don't have time to get into it tonight. They may be right, they may be wrong. A lot of these people are so absolutely certain they're right, and I'm not. We're just kind of feeling our way because we really, you know, we have our prophecies that communism is going to win. The fourth beast of Daniel definitely is going to rise up. There's, to say otherwise would be to contradict Daniel and the Lord. There's no question that the communist fourth beast is going to take over. The only question we have is
yeah,
when.
Yeah, Stuart.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that he did say before the show ended, though, that caught my ear, he said that if by chance in the next 5 days, if Trump fails to keep the presidency or the power, he said that instantly it'll affect the entire world because a world UN government will take over.
Yep. Yeah, this is a fight to the death. I don't think the American people realize what's going on here. And let's say this group, the percentage is so positive, is going to rise up. And they maybe try and they don't make it. It'll be hell on earth then for all people who supported Trump, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've got a bunch of little headlines that showing now these people, these communist insurgents, and that's what they are, they're antichrist, satanic communists. That's what the Bible says. You can't be a communist and be a Christian. Not possible. They're diametrically opposed. One is satanic and the other is not. And these people are satanic to the core. All you got to do is read the UN Constitution and what their plans are, which I went over the other night. What was that? Like a couple nights ago, I went over that. What this is all about, document 7277, the UN Charter, Section 7. And all of this is orientated towards a complete communist takeover. And so either Trump is going to accomplish this, and as the prophets, many prophets have said he will, so we're going to find out whether we got a lot of false prophets or what. But anyway, here's a headline, Larry, you need to take a look at. Biden to deploy FEMA National Guard to set up COVID vaccine clinics across the United States. It just came in. President-elect Joe Biden plans to use FEMA National Guard to build his coronavirus vaccine clinics across the United States, according to new details of his COVID-19 vaccination plan. Biden administration will also quickly jumpstart efforts to make the vaccine available at local pharmacies across the United States. The policy changes that we're going to be making are going to take time to show up in COVID statistics, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, the COVID statistics are a bunch of lies. It's been proven over and over and over again. If you come down with the flu, you have COVID-19. If a 747 crashed and killed 500 people, they all died of COVID-19. The whole thing is a hoax. There's absolutely no question about it. And a long time ago, I proved it with their own figures. And then a lady doctor down at Johns Hopkins University posted it and proved it. And they took that one down right away. Anyway, here we are with America being on the teeter-totter of whether it's going to survive or not. Listen to this headline, Larry. Top rabbi, America is collapsing. Israel must step up as the new world superpower. What do you think of that kind of a comment?
Well, I don't guess that rabbi has seen the latest, and I forwarded you some of Al Kuppet stuff. He says he's getting reports out of Israel that a lot of those people taking those vaccines are getting some kind of palsy, and yep, people are getting sick everywhere. Matter of fact, it's occurring in the U.S., but they're trying to keep it quiet. this vaccine is an experiment. It's not the cure.
Yes, it's a the United States government has been experimenting on the American people for some time. All you got to do is do your research and you'll find it out. But at the same time all this is going on, we'll bounce back to that. Here's a new bill. It's not new. It was actually introduced back in 2019. S-894. Now listen carefully, folks, to what this says. To authorize dedicated domestic terrorism offices, which is kind of like your fusion centers, within a Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation to analyze and monitor domestic terrorist activity and require the federal government to take steps to prevent domestic terrorism. Well, that sounds great. Who wants terrorism? Only problem is, who are the domestic terrorists? Okay? Congress finds the following: white supremacists and other far right-wing extremists are the most significant domestic terrorism threat facing the United States. Now listen to this. Because there is no mention of Antifa, no mention of Black Lives Matter, communists, who destroyed city after city, murdered people left and right, destroyed businesses. I think they're working in concert with COVID-19 people. And this is all designed to destroy the United States and put us under a communist red flag. Anyway, there is no mention of Antifa or Black Lives Matter communists. This is for the constitutionalists, the Bill of Rights, the Christians, and those who believe in motherhood, apple pie, and the family. It's obvious what this is for. Remember Jade Helm, folks. Remember fusion centers. Remember Jade Helm's Mastering the Human Domain. You might want to remember the FBI Project Megiddo. It pointed to the Christians who believe in Bible prophecy. They're the ones. They're the enemies of the state. But there is no, I have seen no retractions, by the way, of any statements from FEMA, Homeland Security, Fusion Centers, or the FBI that they were incorrect, that the Christians are not the target. I haven't seen no retractions of any kind about that. However, Psalm 2 says, all of this is just a playbook. It's a deception. And the real target remains, and it will always remain, until Jesus Christ comes back, because they hate him. They hate him, just like they hated, they just hate everything that is good. And here's another part of this bill. I'll just read the last sentence. Killings committed by individuals and groups associated with far-right extremist groups have risen significantly. What a lie. What an absolute satanic lie. Who has done all the killings in these riots all summer long? It was Antifa, Black Lives Matter. I'm telling you, folks, this is a satanic overthrow. Satan wants his planet back. He cares less about how much torture, mayhem, murder, killing, raping, wars, nuclear wars, pestilences or diseases that he creates. He wants his planet back. It's that simple. You're in a war. And the war is between Jesus Christ and Satan. And Satan is manifesting himself through all these communists the world over. That's how this thing works. He manifests himself through man. And you're watching that physical manifestation of the spirit behind it. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in the high places. And that's what you're watching. Now, here's another one for you. New York State Hate Crimes Domestic Terrorism Act to define hate-fueled murder and the intent to cause mass casualties as an act of domestic terrorism with penalties equivalent to other acts of terrorism. Cuomo also calls on Congress to enact a federal domestic terrorism law, including banning weapons used to perpetrate these crimes, military-style assault weapons, and high-capacity magazines, enacting universal background checks. Here's what Cuomo says in a quote, white supremacists, anti-Semites, anti-LGBTQ, white nationalists. These are the Americans committing mass hate crimes. That's an absolute lie. Cuomo is nothing but a satanic liar. He's also a serial killer. Anybody who would put sick people into old folks' homes has got to be either totally insane or he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's a serial killer. But does anything happen to them? I wrote a blog on that. No, of course not, because the communists excuse the communists. But if Trump says something, guy's a traitor. We got to get rid of him. And the American people evidently are so stupid, they can't figure any of this out. So I guess they deserve, if Biden gets in, exactly what's coming. I don't know any other way to word it. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is just insane what they're doing, and they're moving so fast.
Yeah, and at the same time, I saw some news on, I think it was Lou Dobbs tonight earlier, that they're already preparing new abortion bills. The factory is going to open up wide open when Biden takes office. And it looks like to me, basically, Stuart, that Haman's noose is really ready, and are we going to be in it, or who's going to be in it? That I don't know, but we don't have long to wait.
No, and it's a good thing you brought that up, because they encircled God's people, and it was at the very last minute that was stopped. And this is very, very interesting, because we might be seeing another Esther operation. But then again, remember Jesus said his people were going to be rounded up. Jeremiah says, you took my people captive and you wouldn't let them go. So I don't know. Here's an interesting thing too, Larry. MyPillow CEO, Donald Trump confidant Mike Lindell, you know, the pillow guy, MyPillow guy, seen leaving the Oval Office carrying notes that upon closer inspection appear to spell out a series of incendiary 11th-hour acts that the president should take to overturn the election. Now, this is exactly what Pasenich says. And I got a blow-up of it. And, yeah, he's talking about martial law, basically, to save the Constitution, to save the Bill of Rights. Now, there are those who say that Trump has already activated the Insurrection Act, and he did so in his speech to the American people when he told them to go home in peace. That resurrects that act. And maybe this is why percentage is adamant. He was really adamant. Jones was trying to knock it out. He said, well, it doesn't look like it to me. And percentage kept saying, what did I tell you, Alex? What did I just say?
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that I think I'd shared this earlier with you, but I'll say it so people can hear it on the show. Ironically, today I went to town and I was listening to the Patriot Channel on Sirius, 125, and David Webb came on, and he's a radio broadcaster, and everybody knows him. He's been on Fox a lot in different programs, And anyway, he gave some really interesting lingo. And here's what he said, because I made some notes real quick. And this was given today about 12:30, about 1 o'clock, I think it was, when I heard him. No, it was earlier than that. It was probably about 10 o'clock. Anyway, I was in town, and he came on, and he said, I need to tell you something, and I want you to hear me clear. And this is what he wrote. I made some notes here. It says, he said, this is Bunker Down Friday, January the 15th. Now, do you get the term bunker down? This
yep.
is Bunker Down Friday, January the 15th, and he said, I want you to listen closely. He said, do not attend any rallies in any city in the next number of days. And he said, there's 5 days left. He says, don't go to the cities. He said that these are all setups. They're false flags, just like Washington, D.C. was, and they're mm-hmm. prepared. It's a trap. And he said, most Christians and patriots and conservatives that know what's going on will not attend, and the violence you see will be from the radicals that will clash there. So I wanted to put that out because that's what David Webb put out today, giving everybody a hunker down time. And, you know, I was thinking, Stuart, isn't it interesting that today, well, actually, tomorrow we go into a three-day holiday time. In other words, everything's closed Saturday, Sunday, and even the banks and everything on Monday. And so we really don't open up till Tuesday. And we're in this lockdown time. And by the way, I've got, speaking of lockdowns, if you want to comment on that, I've got something to read from Hal Turner.
Well, when you use the term bunker down, that's kind of an interesting thing. Go to your bunker and close the door behind you. In other words, hide yourself. Yeah, I agree 100%. It's all these things are false flags. The deal down in Washington was a false flag. Now, who pulled that false flag, I guess, remains to be seen, and people are going to probably argue about that. But until the 19th or the 20th comes and goes, we really don't know exactly how this is going to plan out. And if you have riots in these cities, it'll be Black Lives Matter, or it'll be Antifa, or some other communist front groups. But they will be blaming the Christians. They will be probably posing as the white supremacists. And the white supremacy movement is almost always branded as radical Christians. But you start, usually when you're going to round up a people, first of all, you demonize them. And the Christians have been demonized now for a long time. But then you start going, and when you're going to move into the persecution stage, you go for the fringe groups, but then you keep coming in, inward until you've rounded them all up, which gets the Lord so angry that they come after his people. Not the first time that's happened. Christians have been hated ever since Jesus arrived, as he was hated, and it's a spirit. And I think we're watching a spirit. It's insanity. It makes no sense at all. They killed Jesus without cause, and they killed Christians without any cause, and it is a spiritual hatred. And I remember, Larry, long ago when you were a police officer, saying that it wouldn't surprise you at all if the same kind of a spirit rose up in law enforcement. It doesn't necessarily have to have any particular reason. It just happens. It becomes, like we have said, a domestic where reason and logic and rational thinking, I guess I should say, go out the window, and it all becomes just emotional. And it's amazing to me how many of the law enforcement people are in on this. So this is going to get really, really interesting as we move through these last days here. Yeah, go ahead with what you had before.
Yeah, I was just going to mention real quick, also, oddly enough, and Hal Turner's got it up, you can go look at her picture, and I'm speaking of Gina Haspel. If anybody ever
yes.
wonders where Gina Haspel is, Well, she was caught on a picture of the uprising, so-called uprising or insurrection in Washington, D.C., outside the Capitol, wearing a Trump cap and carrying a little flag close to her face and dressed like a Trump supporter. So all you're watching is a CIA operation in your own country is what you're watching. And by the way, I just noticed on, I was watching Newsmax while we're doing the show, Stuart, because I got an email that Newsmax and possibly Fox and some other channels were going to carry a message to the American people from Trump at 8 o'clock Central Time. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I was watching it and it scrolled across and said that all the U.S. states now have declared shutdown of all their capitals until after inauguration, apparently. So this goes along with that. Hal Turner. Yeah, here's a Hal Turner alert just went out. I can't vet it, but I'm just reading you what he wrote. He says, information said radio and cellular being jammed as Washington, D.C. goes into mayor-induced ordered lockdowns. Says Family Radio Service and General Mobile Radio, GMRS, along with cellular phones and cellular data, are being jammed intentionally in Washington, D.C., the city to be locked down in advance of this weekend. Said the tactics are being implemented by military units in and around Washington, D.C. Direct messaging app Signal now being jammed all along with all text messages nationwide. So, Stuart, there's something afoot that this weekend and into Tuesday and Wednesday is not going to be, I don't believe, normal days. And however, what's interesting is everything that I'm hearing seems to be reporting that Trump is going to leave Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning before the inauguration.
Yeah, they said he wasn't going to attend. And they say that there's a mass exodus of Trump down to Florida. So this is going to, again, this is going to get interesting because Pacinich and these prophets have all said Trump's got another 4 years. So either they're false prophets, totally, and it's not true. It seems like, though, that the right, because the mayor of Washington is a deep state communist, hates Trump with a passion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if he's ordering a lockdown, it doesn't look good. But you know something? The Lord has always had up his sleeve, if he's going to make some sort of a big announcement to the world, it usually comes in from a direction nobody expects. It always comes in at the very last minute when all appears to be totally lost. So I guess it depends on whether the Lord has a further delay and wants more people to come into his kingdom, or he's had it. And the American people, as we have said before, Larry, I don't know how many times they've been, I don't hear the word repent anywhere from any of them. Even these people that, I can't even think of his name now, big name Christian Protestant. And, oh, you should take the vaccine. It's a favor from God.
Oh, you're talking about Jeffries?
Yes. He's not the only one. There's a bunch of them now.
Well, this is what's odd too. Today on Lou Jobs, Jeffries came on, and Lou asked him what was going on. And Jeffries, as you well know, is really close to Trump. And he said he had talked to Trump today and said Trump was leaving Washington, D.C. and said would leave early Wednesday morning, and there'll be a new president. But that's all he said. Now, what does he mean by that? I don't have a clue. But like you said, things don't look good.
No, they don't. They're looking darker all the time. Here's another headline. It's happening. Declassification begins. CNN exposed staging Capitol riots. Of course. It certainly wasn't the God's people, Trump's people. They don't go around burning down buildings and killing people. they are portrayed that way. I just read you from Kumo and a few of the others. This is how they're being portrayed. Here's another very interesting. Now, this is from the UK, but what happens in England happens here. UK police chief, now is really not the time for freedom of speech or right to assemble. Those are the key things in our Bill of Rights. Well, it's not time now. So they have suspended all this, and they're not telling anybody. That's what Percentage said. We are under military martial law all over the United States right now. It's just that people haven't picked up on it yet. But I did read an article, Larry, maybe you can correct me on this, that National Guard troops are being assembled all over major cities. Is that true?
Yeah, that is correct. Matter of fact, that goes along with the state of emergency that's been declared at every capital city in the United States. Now, isn't that strange?
Yeah, this sounds more and more like a communist finishing off coup right in front of the American people. Well, a good share of the American people did vote for Biden. The Republicans evidently twiddled their thumbs and didn't even go vote. So there is responsible, really, as these liberals. And you got what you got. And either God is a just God or he's not. And if he brings this kind of a judgment upon the American people, he does it for a good reason. And anyway, this came from Before It's News. This is how wild this is getting. Inauguration canceled. Trump remains in office. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, MSNBC to lose their licenses. Joe Biden's inauguration has been canceled. President Trump will remain in office. And the Communist Party propaganda media outlets will soon be off the airwaves, according to President Trump. I have invoked the Insurrection Act of 1807 to address the treasonous rebellion conducted by Democrat and Republican lawmakers, CCP agents, that's the Communist Party, FBI, Department of Justice, CIA, and others to dismantle the United States of America and its Constitution. So, there's another rumor. How do you vet it? I never heard Trump say that, but would they carry it even if he did?
Well,
I can't imagine any of them carrying that.
No, they wouldn't carry it. And I thought of something else when you said that. Remember in Jeremiah where it talks about a rumor in the land and later another rumor in the land and then violence in the streets?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's, rumor in the land and another rumor in the land. And then I'm beginning to wonder, Stuart, if it was a little bit early when we talked about, the year 2000 and the computer thing. And really the rumor that maybe Jeremiah was talking about was the one where Trump came in and they started a rumor in the land about, remember, Russia, 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 and Trump's an agent, and Trump's a Russian, and Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, then later a rumor in the land where, Trump in Ukraine, and Trump's a liar, and we're going to impeach him. And now we're impeaching him again over another lie. And remember,
yeah.
Then violence in the land.
Yeah, and they also brought back the Russia, Russia, Russia deal. They said he was complicit. They're locked onto this. They manufacture their own operations, I guess. Anyway, it's just incredible with what's going on. And I don't know. Folks, whatever is going on, it's going to surprise us. And there was supposed to be, was there not, Larry, an information dump today, and that never occurred either. I think I heard that on Fox News. They were expecting it about 1 o'clock or something. It hasn't shown up.
Well, Well, the information dump appears it was they thought it would be Trump, but it was actually Lindsey Graham. He dumped all of their interviews from the Russia thing and all of that, exposing, you know, all that the deep state did. Now, that did occur, and John Solomon with Just the News is putting out a lot on that right now. But mm-hmm. I believe tomorrow and the next day, more dumps of information is supposed to happen, of declassified information that Trump's having them put out. So will it happen? I don't know. We're almost to the point, Stuart, where it doesn't appear that we're going to have enough time to save this union. If, you know, if something doesn't happen supernaturally, basically.
Yeah, because let's say Trump does dump a whole bunch of stuff about the election. I thought this dumping would be about the election because Russia, that's old news now, and almost everybody with half a brain has figured out that was a fake. And they also know who did it. You know, they. So that's old news, so that won't affect anything. If Trump wants to remain in power, he has to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, with absolute proof, that this election was totally stolen, and have the proof to prove it and give it to the American people. So I was thinking that's what it was, but no, you're right. It was Russia. So I don't know, and I don't trust Lindsey Graham anyway. Lindsey Graham's been a traitor to Trump for a long time. This is going to get really, really interesting how this works. Now, this is from Sorcha Fall, that ne'er-do-well erstwhile crazy lady, I guess. With moving trucks seen arriving at the White House yesterday, President Trump is preparing to move to Florida, where many believe he will continue recovering from a suspected heart damage sustained when he was infected by the coronavirus. Although prior to leaving, top President Trump advisor Peter Navarro released Volume 3 of the Navarro Report. Yes, President Trump won. The case, the evidence, and the statistical receipts. After which, Trump signed an executive order targeting socialist leader Biden investments in communist China. Events that were preceded earlier this week when President Trump declassified the documents proving that communist China is the greatest threat to the United States. Today sees Trump having declassified all of the documents proving that Russiagate was an entirely made-up hoax designed to overthrow him, but in whose final act before leaving office sees it now being reported the Trump administration will present dramatic new evidence that the virus which caused CV-19 leaked from Wuhan lab. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will make a bombshell announcement that SARS-CoV-2 did not naturally jump from bats to humans through an intermediary species and was instead cultured by scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, so there you go. And we've known for a long time. It's a bioweapon. Barry Rothman, in his Bible codes, more or less proved that, I thought, didn't you? This is a bioweapon, in fact, extraterrestrial.
Yeah, he did, and it does have an extraterrestrial component.
So, here's another headline. Dennis Prager. This is the Reichstag fire relived. This is interesting because he's really saying that the hospital breach on January 6th was our modern Reichstag fire, and from that, out of that, arose Hitler. If this is going to be a repeat, then the American people got a problem, big-time problem. Anyway, and what other news you got, Larry?
Well, very interestingly, Breitbart had a new post today, and he's been posting some Masters of the Universe, which he calls Big Tech, And there's a new report out, and I did vet it with Koenig International News, and they've got it too. And it's a report that big tech, which we know who they are anyway, the big tech coalition is developing a digital COVID vaccination passport. You won't have a job. You won't have a. You won't get on a bus or a plane, or you won't go into stores unless you have your digital COVID passport on you.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to tighten down. It leads to the mark of the beast. I don't think they're quite ready yet, from what I've heard, with this patch that has all these little snake fangs in it that gives you this nanobot hybrid changing DNA, but it will be down the road probably quite rapidly, I believe. They're moving with lightning speed. I don't know. It's just incredible what's really going on and how rapidly they are making these comments about you must have a vaccine certificate. Well, it'd be very easy for the state to say, well, you can't have a driver's license unless you can prove you're vaccinated. One of the people lost his insurance. So you could easily see how the insurance companies could say, particularly your health insurance, well, if you don't have your vaccine, we're not going to insure you. home insurance. Well, if you don't have this vaccine, we're certainly not going to allow you to, we're not going to insure your home for any reason. Well, I have a mortgage and the bank requires it. Sorry, go get your vaccine or the bank is going to come take your home and throw you out. And on and on and on it goes. I mean, this is a medical tyranny, just like Revelation 18 says it is. It's pharmaceuticals, and this is the tightening down of the screws. And I just read an article today where they said, well, you're probably not going to be able to go to work because your employer is going to insist that you be vaccinated or you cannot work there. And, well, do you have your vaccine certificate to bank here? You have to have a vaccine certificate for this new digital wallet, or you can't have it. And so they're disguising, I think, what the mark of the beast is, which focuses on buying and selling. Well, they're very clever. Satan's not going to come out and say that right away. He's going to induce it and seduce the people through another avenue, like medical. And how many people are being scared to death with this new next wave of a mutation that they're screaming about now? And on and on it goes. So I don't know. people are under the spell. And for whatever reason, I don't think they're going to come out from under it. And I don't know how many people have to tell the other people, don't take this vaccine. Now we've got thousands upon thousands of doctors saying, well, don't take even the test. It's contaminated. It's got something. Anyway, here's another headline, Larry. Situation update. This is, I think, from Mike Adams. January 14th, 2021. An astonishing theory, FEMA and the U.S. military will save America at its final hour. That's what Persinich is saying. What do you think?
Yeah, I read that. I read that. Steve Quayle's got it up on his website, too, and I went there and I read it. And very, very interesting. And something that goes along with it is Dave Hodges put out a couple days ago, he said the Joint Chiefs deliver Trump a death blow. And this was January the 14th, I believe, when he put out the video. But basically he said the Joint Chiefs had told Trump that they were going to back the president-elect because Congress had made the call and gave it to Biden. And what's interesting, though, since then is there was, I think, Hal Turner put up a short post, and I don't know if it was covert or not, I can't remember, but it dealt with the fact that Pelosi was calling out the Marines, too, and they refused to follow her and told her that she was committing treason with what she was doing, her and others. And apparently the Marine generals have all aligned themselves against this instituting of Biden. So I don't know, you know, in the Civil War, basically there was armies fought armies. So, you know, it makes you wonder, are we going to the place that our military is fighting each other? We'll be a good target for an enemy if we go into that.
Yeah, and that would be an extension of leader against leader, authority against authority. You have the Marines fighting the Army. You got the Air Force fighting whoever. Let's hope it doesn't go down that route. It's all in the matrix, folks, every bit of it. And you were told by the Lord Jesus Christ, get yourself out of the matrix. Don't be paying that much attention to what's going on. Get out of the matrix. And not a lot of folks are paying much attention to that. Their eyes are glued. They're mesmerized by COVID. And they're bowing down and kissing the black boots. Now, what's going to be interesting is who's going to be wearing those black boots. Is it going to be FEMA? I don't trust FEMA. FEMA is bad news. But he's saying that, well, maybe we all thought FEMA was bad news, but maybe the roundup is for the bad people of America. Well, I guess it all depends on who wins this battle and who gets rounded up and who doesn't. But I'll tell you what, folks, I've never seen a time like this. I knew it was coming. I've known it for the last 30 years because the Lord told me it was coming. But what's interesting is a little, how do you call this, little rivulets of twists and turns as to how it's going to unfold and who's going to ultimately win. Well, we know ultimately from Scripture that the UN wins, and they use the weapons they have, of which are formidable. As Jesus says, who can make war with the beast? Well, nobody. They have so many high-tech weapons, you can't fight them. So you either get killed or you bow the knee. It's going to be one or the other. And we are fast coming up on that, I think, Larry, don't you? It's going to be decision time. No more fence sitting.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to be on one side or the other because there is not going to be a middle anywhere.
Yeah, yep. It's going to come down to that. It has happened before. And anyway, at the end of this article, it says, within a week, we will know the real answer. And that's about the truth of it. We will know the answer. And I don't think the answer is going to be very good for anybody. When the communists take a nation, they just bring out total chaos. Remember the Masonic order? Or motto, Ordo ab chao. Out of chaos comes order. We're now entering real chaos. And out of that will come the clash, the dialectic. And out of that will come the Antichrist New World Order. So this is going to get fascinating. Any last word, Larry?
Well, as I said on Augusto's show earlier, I know everybody's kind of tired of hearing me say, keep that seatbelt buckled. So I just tell everybody, you better grab your butt.
Yeah, we're in for a really bumpy ride. And hopefully God's people will be hidden away and they will survive it. But the Lord has a way of bringing out surprises. So we'll just have to wait and see how all of that is actually going to work. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, and thank you, Larry. This is kind of wild stuff. that we're watching, never before seen in the history of the United States. And it's just the way it is, I guess. So we got to ride through. Anyway, thanks again, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Buckle down, as Larry said. Put on your seatbelt and go into your bunker and remain close to home. Good night, everyone. Take care.